Welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
What is Bear? What's going on?
You know, nice stuff, keeping it together, keeping it real.
How are you doing? We opened the entire show with Hey Mario by Patent Pending. That was one you brought to the show.
I love Patent Pending.
This, for newcomers to the show, for fantastic new friends.
Oh, yes, a new semester. Hey,
this,
guys.
Well, we're not. This isn't yet. This is the
it's
next
not there
week,
yet. Oh,
next
week. I want new friends.
We're a week early. This
I
is
like
Experience Points.
Too.
This is a show where we drop nerd and geek knowledge on you every Wednesday night from 9 to 10 p.m. Welcome to it. You found it. If you stumbled on this channel,
gosh,
don't
you're
change.
You're so lucky.
Don't change the station. Don't
do not
tune in.
Don't listen
to those other stations that you were listening to. Keep it right here.
You can only hear our things here.
But realistically, if you have to go, we have a place with all the audio. We have a place where all the stuff that
nice
we've
pitch.
Done over the last. It's been a while. It's been a lot. You've been here for over 100 episodes now.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say years. I'm like, I am old.
No. You're not that old. Or you are.
Wait, did we pass up my 100th?
Yeah, we did.
Didn't even make a deal out
I'm
of
sorry. Anyway, we have a audio online. We've got a website. We got blogs. We've got news stuff. We got all of our opinions online on our website. Bear, what is the website?
Our website's over at exppoints.com. Remember to double tap the P.
We're on social media as well. Facebook, Twitter, Google+, YouTube, Steam Community, all that stuff. Go to exppoints.com/social to hit up our landing page. You'll see that we have iTunes and Stitcher for all of our podcasts so you can subscribe and follow and get all that stuff automatically when and if I post it. I just posted a bunch of them after
I like
I cut
how
them together.
At least we're honest.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, we're just two people, you know. So I mean, we do post stuff. It may be like all of a sudden, hey, there are four brand new episodes. They're not really new. They're like 4 weeks old, but we are working on it. So cut us a little bit of slack, people. It's summer. It's hot. It rains all the time. You know, we're working
on
it.
Yeah, all those things are actually true.
Yeah, we're working on it. But
and there's games.
We do have social media things, so you can like, subscribe, and follow if you want. And we also have PayPal and Patreon, so if you want to donate and give back to us, specifically my account, I will tell Bear about it. If you want to donate directly, PayPal, thank you. If you want to donate via Patreon, we can go ahead and do $5 like free-for-all bids. Now, we'll make cupcakes and we'll dance around with them.
I really think me and you should redo that later.
We'll take showers with cupcakes and we'll sing about you.
Oh, well, yeah.
And we'll film it.
I mean, I'll take showers with cupcakes as long as you buy the cupcakes.
I don't want to do this anymore. We're going to cut to two songs, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about what we did last week. This is
not Gammon, shower with cupcakes.
Gammon Ain't No Game by Andrew Volp and Gamma Unchained by The Megas. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Points. We are still MG, and I'm going to steal yours. He's Red Bear. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. I've taken everything from you. You just
so
heard Gamma
sad.
Unchained by the Megas before that. Gamma Ain't No Game by Andrew Volp.
I feel like player number two now.
No, I wouldn't. You know what? That would be
number
in
one.
Such a... Hold on. Just spitball this with me real quick.
Okay.
What if we made a game where you had two players, but player one couldn't do anything. Player two got control.
All the power? Ooh, right. Like Luigi's Revenge.
It could be called player two.
I like it.
That's it. No one steal our idea. Zero. I'll find you.
We should start a Kickstarter because that's what everyone does.
Patreon. Yes,
and then we never actually have to build it.
It doesn't have to be successful.
No, we don't actually have to do it. We just get millions of dollars.
This is historically the section of the show where we talk about what we did last week, and we always start with you. So what have you done last week? I've heard of some things.
You've heard of some things.
I've heard. I read on the internet some things happened.
Ooh, I'm concerned. What did I put on the internet?
What did I put on the internet?
When
did I internet this weekend?
How drunk was I?
Oh, no. Anyway, what have you been doing? What's been up to?
No, yeah, well, I think I mentioned last time that I moved and everything, so I'm in Mandeville. It rings cool.
You're moving right now.
We're always emotional.
You're just waving your arms around.
I mean... Yeah. Okay, fine. I can't do this. No, I'm moving. God, what have
I
been doing?
Yeah, so you were playing some games.
Yes, I know I was.
What'd you do? You got another cat.
No, you just found out about the cat.
Yeah,
you're
I know.
Not a good friend.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, now I have a cat, two, and I've had them.
Yep.
So I hate you.
Sorry.
But I did play some more Star Citizen. Star Citizen. It's
Skyrim is space.
That would be cool.
Kind of just Mass Effect, I think.
Yeah. But no, Star Citizen is getting a little more stable. Yeah. I'm in playing with my Constellation. I learned that the spacesuit I had, so the Persistent Universe is up and kind of running in kind of a demo state.
Okay.
But the spacesuit they start you with doesn't have anything for EAVs.
So you just jump out and you're like,
oh, I jumped out and just went crazy spinning. And I'm like,
Is that how it really happens?
I don't know. I mean, maybe a broken physics thing.
I need to call Matthew McConaughey.
I think we should go to space.
Oh, okay.
And find out.
We could just start a Kickstarter. We don't actually have to deliver on it.
Is that our thing now?
Yeah.
Just starting Kickstarters?
Hey, you know what would be a good idea? I'm all for it. Let's start a Kickstarter to start a Kickstarter. I bet we
can. I want to do that.
Anyway.
Okay. Oh, God.
So
you're kind of
going spinning in space. It's weird.
Yeah.
I guess maybe that's just a weird physics bug, right?
I would assume so. Yeah. But, yeah. But you can actually do missions and get money and then buy a better spacesuit now. So that's cool. And
now, you said it was in a demo state. This is, I don't.
I think they're still calling it alpha.
Really? They call that alpha?
Yeah, we're in like alpha like 2.4 currently.
I think I'd be happy if they decided to get the let out and finish Squadron 42. Like if they could finish.
Well, they do have a new dev studio dedicated to Squadron 42. So that may actually be a real thing within the next year.
We're almost to the end of this one.
Well,
we're just
be patient.
We're literally three quarters of the way through this year, I think,
well,
right?
Well, why?
Are we?
I don't know.
June halfway?
Eight twelfths? Whatever.
We're 4/6.
I mean, yeah, that would be. Shut up. I know I did other things. Oh, I know. I watched TV because I got a new TV.
Congrats.
So you can get a 1080p TV for like nothing these days.
What kind of TV did you get?
It is
Vizio?
I was looking at Vizios, but I found a Westinghouse.
Even cheaper. How is that? Because typically when you hear Westinghouse, you're like, well, I guess if I live in like a back alley and it gets stolen, I'm not really out much.
Okay, well, to be fair, it's a 50-inch 1080p TV at 60 hertz for $250. So if someone does break into my apartment in the back alley and
they're going to be like, I don't want that.
Yeah, I'll be able
to. That's too heavy to take off the wall. I don't need to move that.
So I think it's good enough. You know, I mean, yeah. It's not a $2,000 screen. It's not 4K. You're not going to get 6,000 hertz out of it.
Or 600 hertz. I have a confession to make whenever it gets to my turn. Whenever you pass the stick over to me, I have a confession.
The one thing that really bothers me more than it should is that the Westinghouse has a built-in power cable.
What?
Like, it's hard. Like, it just goes into the plastic and then, like, inside of it. So.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah. So, like, that's mildly concerning.
So, wait. Hold on. Let me make sure that I fully grasp what you're saying to me with your words.
Okay. I use those.
The power cord.
Yes.
For the TV is non-removable, and it goes just into the plastic, and you can't take it out. And you can't make it longer. And if you wanted,
you can get an extension cable for an Edison plug.
Right, but you could cut it and make an adapter, I guess.
I mean,
but it's not.
I mean, you could just get an extension cable. That's how they work.
It's just crazy.
It is weird. Like, I haven't seen that in years.
I wonder if it's actually cheaper to not get that little receptacle, like the three prong. You know, like the computer, the typical three prong.
Yeah, yeah.
NEMA 48.
Maybe it's called like Euro plugs or something.
Sure.
Anyway, yeah, so that's the thing. But I plugged my Chromecast into it, and it works great now.
Nice. So it's not a smart TV at all. It's just
no, it's not smart. Because, I mean, honestly,
you don't need a smart TV.
Yeah, me and my dad went back and forth on all this crap about, well, he's like, oh, it's not enough megahertz. And I'm like,
you don't even know what megahertz mean, Dad.
Yeah, I'm like, to start with, TV is shot in 30 frames a second, and film is shot in 24, typically.
Yeah.
There's a couple of things that are shot in higher
frames.
Dude,
I know you're watching Bold and the Beautiful, and they got that soap opera pan, and you need that Cinemotion, and you need 240 hertz. I know you need it.
I do a lot of streaming, and they're typically lower. Like, 1080p maybe is the max that I get.
Yeah, that's true.
And stuff like that. So, and then there's the whole thing with, like, tessellation and stuff. So you don't have to worry about that as much for reasons. With 60 hertz. Anyway, it's cheap
because
monitor.
Of science.
Because science. It's timing is what it is. 24 and 60
science,
and a 3D pull down
whatever.
And all that fun stuff. Anyway, but I've been using it, and I've been watching TV. I've been watching Deep Space Nine, which is as good as I remember
it. I was about to say, like, I
you know what I watch. Which
I know
is,
what you watch.
It feels so weird that, like, I know, like, that you know what I watch.
That's all right.
Like, I'm waiting for some things to pop up in certain places, and I'm just like, I'm going to watch this to make me what?
Yep.
What?
That's it.
So yeah, I've been watching, got through a few episodes of that, and then the first season, it's really good. I like it.
It's really, it's just kind of a chore to get through Emissary 1 and 2. You got it. You got to like trudge through that yeah. first two episodes, and you're like, come on, get to the episodic thing where it's like, I can skip an episode if I really right. want to.
Well, I actually ended up in like season 3 at one point, maybe because I was drinking too much. Wow. And I didn't even notice for like two episodes. I'm like, oh wait, that's
the
three.
Talk a lot about linear time in that first episode. You just kind of decided, I'm just going to jump ahead. Why yeah, not?
Why? And then I did start watching... Oh, what was the other one I watched over?
Stranger Things.
Yeah, thank you. Stranger Things. I really enjoyed it.
Yep.
I thought it was amazing.
Yes.
I'll tell you what it was to me.
What was it?
It was an 8-hour episode of The X-Files.
Yeah.
Without Scully.
The truth was out there, right?
The truth was out there.
We don't want to give us any spoilers away.
I would say if it had Scully, it would be like a little bit better. Like, can they get that actor to make a cameo for no reason? Like, Scully? Just her and the smoking man, or just, like, in the background?
Probably.
Like, having a conversation?
Probably not.
I would love
say that.
That
we'll probably have our own little aside on the website about this, but the Duffer Brothers, I haven't seen anything else that they had done before
This is
that.
The first thing I've known about.
They do have another thing that they've done. I was extremely impressed with the quality of it, and it was only 8 episodes. That's the thing. Netflix does this really good thing where it's shorter seasons, but they're hour-long episodes, no commercials, they release it all at once, and the quality... I guess it's hit or miss. You know, some people didn't really like Narco. Other people say Orange is the New Black, blah, whatever. That's kind of fallen or whatever. But I thought Stranger Things, they did a really good job
Stranger
of
Things
making it
amazing.
Feel like it was in the 80s.
Yeah. You know?
Then I realized that I actually grew up sort of in the 80s. I was born in 87, but my family still had a bunch of 80s things that was then handed down, you know? Then my cousins who actually grew up and lived in the 80s, I then got their things, and I'm like, oh, I had that. I had a Millennium Falcon.
There was something in there that they had that I can't remember what it was. It was like one of the toys or something. Yeah. I'm like, I had that thing.
Yeah, it's really good, and the nice thing is they are doing a sequel.
Oh, thank God. Because after the ending, I wanted more.
I want to say like that came out like July 18th or 28th. Like it just came out. It was just released. It's the new Netflix hotness. It's not like we missed this somehow and then we circle back around or whatever. It's not like a lot of people did it with Firefly because it was canceled
right.
so quickly.
Yeah, because they aired it wrong.
And they watch it and they're like, why was this ever canceled? Why wasn't this more popular? No, this is super popular right now. I want to say it's like... It is, I can't remember the numbers, but whenever you look at Orange is the New Black on Netflix, like this is the most watched Netflix series there. And then all of a sudden Stranger Things come out and the little bar graph is really tiny all of a sudden. Stranger Things is really big.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's like 48.
I'm glad people like this because I want more of this type of media.
I want to say the number was like 11 versus 48 on the scale, this arbitrary scale or whatever. So it literally is almost 5 times more watched than the most watched thing on Netflix before that.
Wow, that's a little
crazy. For that week or for that month or whatever. But yeah, so...
Yep. So, I mean, yeah, that's pretty much what I'm up to.
Yeah. I did a lot of gaming. I played a lot of games. I
know of something that you've done that makes me upset.
What? What did I do?
After a few episodes back when I said I was playing a certain game for free.
So I got a confession to make.
You should get this out of the way.
Let me get it out of the way towards the end, though, because it is sort of a topic that we're going to talk about.
Fine.
So I beat Uncharted 4. I said a while back, I think it was a show that you weren't here for, you were sick or something. I came in and I did a music show and I said, hey, Uncharted 1, 2, and 3, the Nathan Drake collection is out for PS4. I've played all of them, but I think I'm going to play them all again before I play Uncharted 4. And then later, I just got a wild hair and I decided, you know, I'm just going to buy Uncharted 4. Like, I don't need to play 1, 2, and 3. If I need a recap or whatever... I'll go ahead and I'll get a recap. I didn't need one. I remembered everything that they did, El Dorado, Shambhala, the whole thing.
Sweet.
So, I might still get them because I did finally beat Uncharted 4, and I might go back and play all of them because they are very nice artistic stylized pieces for games. Like video games as an art form, I think these do a very good job of furthering that art form. The really great thing is after beating it, I felt fulfilled in my quest to complete the game. I felt that it told me a great story. It was a beautiful game. It's easily one of the most beautiful games that I've ever seen in totality, you know, in totalness. It was, you know, it was organic. It felt real. There were these, and I'll call them the Tomb Raider jumps, the Tomb Raider sequences, where you had to you had to set up an exact distance to run and then jump before you would get over there. So like one unit, one world unit away, you'd run one unit and then you could jump and you know you'd make it. Otherwise, you would just fall off of the edge if you were 3/4 of a unit instead of one unit away.
Okay.
It didn't do that. But the scripted sequences where a non-player character, mm-hmm. so an NPC or whatever, would jump from one place to another, they would be kind of like walking around very organically, very randomly. You know, it didn't look weird.
Right.
It looked
okay.
fine. But then all of a sudden they would like snap in a direction and they'd be like, you know, program.
So everyone was a cat.
Jump off the cliff, catch that thing. So it was all of a sudden they're organic and they're talking, yeah, you know, blah, 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 blah. And they'd snap and then they would jump and run. And it was just very robotic at that point. But if you ignore those moments of roboticism, if you ignore those moments where the game engine really had to drive itself to complete the goal.
I mean, that is literally automation.
It is.
Anyway.
It's all autopilot, you know. But if you ignore those moments where it sort of, I guess the uncanny valley became apparent.
Right.
Every other moment was just beautiful.
That's
the,
good.
The motion capture, the raw emotion that the characters actually had from the actors that voiced them and did the facial interaction with them. It was just really great. Naughty Dog should be very proud. I'm sure they are rolling in their, you know, bank vaults of money.
I'm sure.
When they're Scrooge McDuckin swimming around in gold, I'm sure.
Is it sad that that's why I want tons of money?
You want a giant
money
vault?
I just want to do that.
It doesn't really ever work out for him. He's constantly having to go and retrieve that. You think with all his money, he'd be able to pay, like, security or something.
Nah, bro.
You know, it was a very beautiful game, and it had moments in it where, like, you know, I felt genuinely upset or affected by the events in the game. And I think to connect with a game like that, especially an action game, like not a game about cancer or a game about, you know, I guess raw, pure emotion, like Gone Home,
right.
Firewatch, and there's another game I can't remember. But those are exploratory. Life is Strange. Those are games that aren't necessarily games. They're walking simulators. But, you know, they're meant to instill that sort of that emotion in you. Nathan Drake and Sam Drake and, you know, Uncharted 4, rather, you know, that's largely a third-person action-adventure shooting game that I imagine its primary purpose is not to make me feel sad about events in the game.
It did
at some point.
Sex
which
bomb. We're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Oh, man, I almost have to play that now.
Please.
I also bought Doom. I bought Doom 2016 edition with the whole intent of eventually I will upgrade my, this sounds dumb when I say it like this, but I was going to upgrade my graphics card, but that's really expensive right now. And Doom recently had a QuakeCon sale because QuakeCon came and went. Mm-hmm. So you could get Doom for, I think, 50% off. So it was like $25 something.
I totally missed that.
Or 30 bucks or whatever, instead of being 60.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, I'll play Doom. I got it. I downloaded it. It took forever, but I downloaded it, and then I realized that my 970 actually can make use of the Vulkan API. The Vulkan API is NVIDIA's new thing, the new hotness from NVIDIA that allows existing cards to do better with DirectX 12 or whatever using this separate API that gives it more access to the hardware, more access to memory, more access to the cores or whatever. And I noticed, like, I was getting, you know, 80 frames, 90 frames, which doesn't seem like it's a lot compared to, like, the 1080
or the
1070.
I mean, as long as you're getting 60 frames.
Right, right.
I can have this argument all day with you nerds.
The difference is, you know, Doom is a fast game.
Right.
Doom is so ridiculously fast. It's so fast that it's almost Twitch, but it's not Twitch. Like Twitch shooter or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's fluid. It looks really, really good. And I recently redid my office with really nice monitors and TVs and everything, which I'll talk about. And a custom desk. Thank Dad. I know you don't ever listen to the show because, because you know, it's I guess it's not on the radio when you're awake because you're an old man. I'm just going to say, you're an old man, you go to bed.
You know, I should totally got to listen to this now.
Yeah, that's maybe.
Mom, I love you. I don't know what Matt's doing.
But no, he helped me build a desk. But anyway, the monitor that I have is a super wide 3440x1440 resolution monitor. We call it 1440p, which it is an ultra HD, or it's a QHD. I don't know what the quad HD, I think. Quad HD.
Yeah, 4K, that would make sense.
It's not 4K.
It's not 4K?
It's not 4K. It's 3440x1440.
Okay.
And 4K is typically 38-something by 2160.
Right.
That's the 16:9 aspect ratio.
This is the ultra-wide.
This monitor is a 21:9 aspect ratio versus 16:9. So it's I guess, what, 7 units wider? No, that's bad. 5 units wider across the entire thing. So it's 34 inches. But it's only 1440 vertical, which is only a little bit like larger than a 1080p monitor, but it's much, much wider than
Conveniently,
that.
Your eyes are horizontal. So
conveniently,
that's
I have
two
eyes, and yeah, that's, you view the world in widescreen and a little bit more than 16:9.
So stop shooting vertical videos.
Yeah, please stop.
Please.
But no, so I got that monitor, and I put Doom's one of those games that is supported ultra wide. That you think PC gaming master race, ultra wide is the master race of the PC gaming master race.
Well, I used to have the triple monitor NVIDIA set up.
Surround?
Yeah.
How was that? Did you like that, or was it kind of like overkill and you never really did anything?
It was totally overkill, but it was fun to do.
Okay.
So
I am loving, I have two monitors. I've got the ultra wide 21:9, it's 34 inches across, and then I've got a 43 inch Vizio 4K monitor. I think it's the E43UD2. That's the actual model number. And it's got their smart cast thing built in, and it seems like a bunch of hokey smart TV BS, but it actually is really convenient. The problem is 4K monitors for computers, they're not, especially as TVs, not really there yet. The content that I'm watching on it isn't really 4K, and it doesn't even matter because the refresh rate's not super amazing on it, but it will cast from Plex, it will cast from Netflix. I can control it with either the goofy little remote that they have or with my little tablet, my little phone.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's right. I control my TV with my phone.
Right, and that's the super, super nice thing. So you great. Also, you
oh,
I'm,
I did
gonna,
miss
I'm gonna
that.
Give you a second to go back and talk about the other thing
I
did.
Get a second chance?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh,
what
fine.
Did, you, what
right
did
now?
You do?
I
hold on. Let's take a flashback real quick. Previously on Experience Points, what happened was Bear fell down a flight of stairs, broke his phone. He got another phone, and then hold on, fell down again, or dropped it, or put it in a blender somehow, and broke this phone too. So that's cool. So you got with the G Flex 2, or was that the G Flex 2? I can't remember. You got another LG phone, and it was all super broken too. So I give you a lot of hell.
Are you done?
I give you a lot of hell. No, I'm not. You know, I give you a lot of hell about the broken phone because everyone's got that friend. Everyone's got that friend that has the broken screen. And Bear is my friend that has the broken screen all the time. But for once in your life, at least for one, you know, you've only had this thing for like 2 or 3 days, but you have a phone and it's very nice. I'm envious actually because your phone's super nice and the screen ain't broke. Screen ain't broke, dog.
Broken.
You ain't got broke screen.
Ain't got broke screen.
Not
now,
yet.
A lot of people say that I should get a case, but I don't want
to. You just need to. You have a case of the broken phones. That's what you have.
So
you had
I did
that for a long time.
Get a new phone. I was trying to wait till October, but the LG G2 Flex stopped responding to me touching it.
Yeah.
As nice as I was being to it.
You know, that's sarcasm. That's just a sarcastic remark.
And the back also separated and won't stay on it anymore.
And it was burning from Pokemon Go.
And Pokemon Go put scorch marks from the battery on it, which was concerning.
Yeah.
So all that happened and made me get a new phone.
Okay.
And I was trying to wait till October because the Nexus devices are dropping.
Yep.
But conveniently, I went on Google's website and the current Nexus 6Ps are $100 off. And so I got one.
That's a pretty it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
6Ps, that's a very sexy looking phone.
Yeah, I mean, it's less than a year old.
Yeah.
You know? Like I said, I think it's a very,
it's
love
the
design.
Yeah.
Some people talked about the camera hump and not liking it. I think it looks really cool because it breaks up the monolith.
The flatness. You know, I had a lot of...
I like it.
It's a Huawei phone, too.
Yeah,
it's
a Huawei.
It's made by Huawei. If I'm not pronouncing that right.
I don't know. It looks like Hawaii, but...
I think it's just Huawei.
Huawei. I'm not Chinese. I don't know.
So congratulations, though, because you're getting the latest updates now. This isn't your first Nexus, though.
No,
I mean,
this is not.
That's
why,
right?
Like, I wanted to go back to Nexus.
You had a 4 or a 5?
No, I had a 5.
You had a 5? Okay.
I had the red 5. And I loved it.
Yeah.
Because, again, you get the updates directly from Google. No, none of that BS bloatware or anything.
Right.
You get real Android. I'm so far very impressed with this phone. I was concerned because it is the 5.7 inch screen.
So not the full. It's the
6 inch version.
Yeah, it's the
6 inch version, but I was afraid of that because I did briefly have the last Nexus 6.
Right.
Because I broke a phone and I had a loaner between them. So, and it was that one, but it was like so wide, like you couldn't do anything with one hand.
Right. You had to kind of cross over. Phablet?
Yeah, phablet.
It was a phablet.
So the nice thing about this is they've actually extended it upwards and made it skinnier.
Nice.
So you can actually reach across it now.
I would really like them to just have the 21:9 aspect ratio on phones. That might be it. I don't know.
I don't know. What the aspect ratio is.
It could be.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I'm loving it. It has a fingerprint scanner on it now.
Nice.
So I can just unlock my phone by touching it.
That's the nicest thing. I have the Galaxy Note
Yeah.
And it just, it's very, very easy. Though I put a case on mine because I've only dropped this twice. And I don't know. It's a $20 case.
Despite the phone not being broken, I do want you to look at that little edge right there.
What did you do? Okay. So he just showed me the scuff mark right there.
I mean, it's on the bottom.
You got to stop. You got to stop doing that. Anyway, this is becoming a long segment. So,
okay. So yeah, that's everything.
I bought Doom, and I'm trying to do more drinking games where we drink and we record and we put it up. The problem is ultra wide on YouTube totally can happen. 1440p is supported, but most people won't see it. They'll get the black bars.
Yeah.
At the same time, with Doom, I ran into some weird recording issues with OBS Studio that I didn't originally run into with any other game. So,
interesting.
I don't know if that's the way that Bethesda and ID coded this version of the game. I don't know if it's the way that it's set up. I don't know if it's the fact that all of a sudden my computer was trying to download something or whatever. But after last week...
No, your computer doesn't even like to turn on.
Well,
so.
Hold on. After last week, and it was having all that trouble,
right.
Most of my problems are completely fixed. Windows anniversary update came through. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But the anniversary update came through. I fixed the bootloader and the boot sector on it.
Right.
I now have 3 SSDs in there.
Nice.
One for booting, 2 for games. I have my old version that I replaced, and I bought a 500 gig SSD to put in there for games. And then I have my 2 terabyte for... for high capacity, document storage or whatever. So I mean, I'm doing real well. The games are getting downloaded. There is about to be a lot of really interesting little drinking games and other little segments that we're gonna do or whatever. But this is a long segment. Let's cut to 2 songs. Come back and talk about that big bad thing that I did. This is Helix Nebula by Anna Monoguchi and Distress Signal by Laserhawk. We will catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to this exclusively on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU, still Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
That was Distress Signal by Laserhawk. Before that, Helix Nebula by Anna Monoguchi. We talked a long time last segment, guys.
I like talking.
Our bad. So let's get this one piece out of the way, and then we're going to talk about the
breaking news.
Breaking news. So No Man's Sky.
Whoa.
It's been out for PS4 for, I guess, a day now.
Good job, nerds.
And Friday, the 12th, it'll be out for PC players. And that's when you and I will actually begin to consider to get this. Now, I will
begin
get this
to
game.
Consider.
I am saying this. I will get this game. An ultra-wide game that looks that beautiful, that's right. That nice.
That monitor, I'd be mad at you if you didn't get it. I'm coming
game.
Over to watch, like,
I'm
do
get that
IRL
game.
Twitch TV.
I'm going to do that, but I don't know if I'm going to spend $60 on it this weekend, but I might. Later, like in a week or two.
Are you like the king of sales? I'm sure you'll find something weird.
Well, and again, Retail Me Not and IsThereAnyDeal.com or whatever. But the thing that I want to bring to light is that, people for a long time have been, well, the internet at large, I think, have been misinterpreting what the game, I think, is. They want Star Citizen and they don't understand that it might be a different type of game. It might be a game that's not so... multiplayer based that
right,
it's just
right.
It's multiplayer in the what I mean by that is or what they mean by that is that it's multiplayer and that we can define who discovered what.
Right. And on the flip side of this, I want people to be very understand that like Star Citizen's taking so long because consider what they're doing.
Yeah, they're trying to do
it's
everything.
Insanity.
It's gonna be a
simulation.
A flying simulator, a battle
like,
simulator,
a
future
simulator,
a cooking simulator. You're gonna be able to knit your own clothes. It's gonna be amazing.
Hey, with VR, they may go that far.
So, when people look at No Man's Sky and they see, oh, I'm not going to be able to have death matches, shooting death matches in space with riding on. It's
Am
not
I the
Ark.
Only one that doesn't
it's,
want?
It's
like,
not Ark survival. We don't need another Halo. We
no,
don't
we don't.
Need
I don't necessarily
Black Ops
need
3.
A game to have me kill things.
Right. The whole purpose of this game is to be an exploration event, an art piece.
Right.
It's supposed to make you feel like you are the first person on
to
a world.
To discover this new... Yeah.
Yeah, and with that many worlds, you could be.
Right, right.
Now, admittedly, Sean Murray, a while back, in 2014 at Gamescom or some art expo or whatever, he did say that while it's infinitesimally small of a chance that you would run into another player, in an interview with Stephen Colbert, He said, you know, Stephen Colbert's like, is there a mirror? Can I see myself? What do you look like? And he says, you don't know what you look like. The only way for you to see yourself is to have another player see you. And you look at that player, you know, and
yeah, that's which makes it sound like there's multiplayer.
That's multiplayer that you will at least be able to coexist around other people. And maybe you can. It's not the days where when a game's released, that's the last thing that game does. It's
right,
just
no.
Release. There's an update. On day one, there was an update that changed things. So, I mean, it's not like you are forever limited by what the game shipped with. Never again are we ever going to be limited with that.
Nope, that's good and bad.
Unless,
I don't have time to get into that.
Unless World's End actually happens, and at the end of the day, we only have fire.
Yay, fire.
But anyway, two players ended up being on the same planet. One discovered it. The next player found the planet as well, which, again, with that many planets, it's infinitely small, but there's still a chance that you
and
could.
And it happened.
And it happened. And they got on Twitch, and they decided to message each other, because it was PS4 only at that point. They decided to message each other, and they discovered that they're at the exact point, the same point on the planet. They couldn't see each other. They couldn't interact with each other. It was as if, you know, they were on Twitch streaming the same thing. They were looking at the same door of the same building on the same planet. Couldn't see any other players or whatever.
Right.
Now, this isn't really that big of a deal, because you shouldn't look at No Man's Sky as being a multiplayer game, in my opinion. You should look at it as being a single-player game that needs server access, that, you know, it's
again, I think you were right in saying that people's expectations were off for this.
Well, the hype train started building people's expectations up on this game. And is it a cool game? Absolutely.
Yes.
It is.
And it's beautiful.
It's a super nice game. You could tell these people were very passionate. The game also almost didn't get made. I'm sure there will be a documentary about it. You know, win or fall, there will be some success to this game. And we should herald this game as it really is one the first of its kind in what it's done and what it will do. But I think people really built it into being more of a Halo, more of a Destiny, more of a Civ 5, you know, some type of thing where you have to be with other people for the game to validate itself. I don't think that's real. I don't think that's what you should.
This game don't need no man.
You don't need no man.
It's No Man's Sky.
It's No Man's Sky. Wow.
Get with it, people.
Don't need no man in No Man's Sky. We're just happy that they were able to say that their game's called No Man's Sky. They finally got that stupid leg from Sky TV or Channel Sky or whatever out of their way.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I'm still excited about it.
I'm still excited about it, and if we get it, we'll start doing stuff. We'll explore, you know, just like every other person out there on Twitch. We'll start going ahead and doing streaming, recording, doing whatever. But on to the big bad of what I did.
Yeah, you.
So
jerk.
We've been talking a little bit about it, and we haven't been talking a lot about it because at the time, neither one of us really played WoW. But Legion is dropping August 28th, I think, you know, in 2 weeks or less than 2 weeks or more than 2 weeks. Yeah, a little more than 2 weeks. 24.
You can do math.
Yeah, a little more than 2 weeks. By the end of August, Legion
just
will...
Just in time for failure classes.
Legion will be upon us. I think that's sort of irresponsible of Blizzard, honestly, but...
I think they planned it.
I don't know. Maybe they're like, well, the kids are leaving high school. They'll have a job pretty soon. They'll have all that
scholarship
money.
I wonder if that's actually the thought.
Let's go ahead and release it. You know, or maybe they say, well, we've planned out a release schedule. Here's our roadmap for our expansions and our pre-patches or whatever. The pre-patch introduced Demon Hunters very recently, and I actually played through some of the new content.
Okay.
Not in the beta or whatever. Like, it's live.
Mm-hmm.
And that's to suggest, and I'm not suggesting it anymore, that's to confirm, I bought Legion. I'm paying for an active subscription. I had my cousin who's been on the show before, Cap. He's our local WoW expert, and he said, "Hey,
expert.
He's always raid, and he's always doing mystics or whatever." And he said, "Hey, you wanna be our healer?" And I'm like, "Dude, it's been a long time." And he goes, "Well, you know, a lot of things are changing in Legion." I said, "I didn't even play Warlords of Draenor. Right. I didn't do WoD. So I mean, I don't know if I'm gonna be anything. If I'm gonna be good or whatever." And he goes, "No, trust me. Everyone's gonna have to relearn everything. It's the best time to start playing WoW again." I said, "All right, well, I'll look into it." I took a couple days to install the client. I ended up downloading it with faster internet. I went to a Starbucks, downloaded it to a hard drive, and brought it back.
Wow, that's ridiculous.
Yes.
You're ridiculous.
Yes, it is. I booted it up. It looks fantastic on that super wide monitor, by the way. The ultra wide monitor, very nice buy for that. But I played with it a little bit from level 1 to like 5 or 6 or whatever, because that's free up to 20. And right. I legitimately enjoyed the experience. It was mindless at some points. And that's what leveling and grinding is. It is mindless. Yeah. But the nice thing is with new classes, with regenerating or renovating some of the existing storyline to be current mm-hmm. with the happenings of the world, they redid a lot. You know, even a story that I knew very well. I came in on I've been with WoW since Warcraft.
Yeah.
And I fell off in Warcraft 3. I picked it up. I played it. And then that was the only game I could really get for the Mac whenever I was going through training
Mac
for the Marine Corps.
Gamer.
I went ahead and I got it and I played it. And then when Burning Crusade came out, I was on Blood Elves. I decided to do the Blood Elves. And I know the Blood Elves story. Awesome. I know the lore of the Blood Elves frontwards, backwards, just every which way you can imagine. And I'm replaying this and it's new. It feels new. It feels feels invigorating and
yeah. Because actually, I haven't played with the new content.
It's like
yet.
I exfoliated my WoW soul. It was good. It was So it was good. And I'm happy.
I'm still mad at you.
I'm happy to be there. And I gave you so much crap about you playing it even for free.
Yep.
I went ahead. Sure. I didn't buy Warlords of Draenor, but apparently you don't need to anymore. Whenever you buy WoW. Or whenever you buy the latest expansion, you get the previous expansions.
Oh, like,
no big deal.
I mean, I guess I figure you're going to shower them money.
I owned Warlords of Draenor before I bought Legion, even though I never bought Warlords of Draenor. And as a result, I get a level 90 character boost and a level 100 character boost, and I get all this crazy stuff, and it is just ridiculous. So I activated my account. I jumped on my level 100 back in the day, and I have no idea what I'm doing. Everything has changed. I'm using a different UI. Everything is hidden. It's just real crazy right now. I'm a little scared. I'm not going to lie.
You're afraid?
I'm afraid. I went through the first segment where we look at the lore as it was before and as it is now, like sort of that big pivotal transitionary event of where you're pretty much going fight to your death and with Sylvanas, with Vol'jin, with Thrall, and you go and fight alongside like 60 other Alliance. It's 60 of you Horde, 60 of you Alliance on separate sort of plateaus or whatever. We're fighting, and we things don't end well. And at the end of it all, we find out that the demons have been among us the entire time, or recently the demons are among us, and Vol'jin gets all hurt. I'm not going to spoil anything. Sylvanas is all there, and she's all cool and everything. Wow. WoW became more than what it was at some point. And I don't know if I was there and I didn't really notice it. Like it grew organically and I grew with it. Or maybe it's the fact that I stepped away for now over a year and a half and I'm coming back to it. It looks really, really nice. There is a lot of stuff. We're not going to waste your time with talking about all the stuff you need to do. We were going to do that, but we talked way too long in that other segment about what you do before the Legion patch, before the big Legion reveal on the 28th. I think it's the 28th. You might want to look that up. Chances are, if you aren't new to WoW, if you've been playing for a while, you've already been working on all this stuff, and I'm just going to bore you. I'm going to tell you all the wrong stuff.
So go Google it.
Go Google it. Yeah, go to Icy Vines or, I don't know, something, or Icy Veins or whatever. Go ahead and look up what you need to be doing if you aren't already doing it. I know you have to go to the jungle, and you got to get some stuff from the jungle, some Apex crystals or whatever. We are out of time, but that happens every week. Time is linear.
As
Commander Sisko explains to the evil, benevolent, it is. We are out of time.
Really?
But we are going to leave you with two songs.
Hope you enjoy them.
Before we leave you with two songs, Bear, we have a website. What is that website?
You can go over to exppoints.com, double tap the P.
That's where all of our stuff is, all of our audio, our news reviews, our opinion pieces, our imagery, our souls really are poured into that website. As soon as I update it, I don't really update it.
You ever put in the soul patch yet?
Oh, man. I thought about growing one of those, but I'm not going to. We also are on social media. That's exppoints.com/social for Facebook, Twitter, Google+, YouTube, Steam Community, PayPal, Patreon, Stitcher, and iTunes. You can go ahead and find and look and like and subscribe and do all of that stuff. We got more than just this radio show. There's more to experience.
A whole platform
of stuff.
Should experience it.
We are going to leave you with two songs. This is Throwing Fire by Ronald Jinkies and The Geeks Will Inherit the Earth by iFi Dragons. Next week, school starts. So
yes,
you better,
it does.
Get your big game. The school starts. Wow. Study before. Oh, yeah. You need to study with WoW stuff, this prepatch WoW stuff, because this may be your last chance. We will see you next week. I have been MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
This has been Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
with the earth.